Noon up towards the edge of the penalty area. Angle ball for Kennedy. He's been very bright since he came on at half-time. Kennedy, man goes to the floor, lays it back, and it's turned in! A very straightforward finish and a first Cardiff City goal for Owen Doyle, the man they picked up from Chesterfield. Blues caught out on the break. Kennedy did very well to put one defender on the floor and rolled it into the path of Doyle, who tucked home a very straightforward finish. 50th minute, Cardiff 1, Blues 0. As it goes through towards Kenwyn Jones, it's laid off towards Doyle. Was that a penalty? Spector with a challenge. Not only is it a penalty, but Spector already on a yellow card, could be in real trouble here. He's still protesting. Doesn't look like the referee's going to take any further action, but Cardiff City are going to have a penalty to try and put this away. Peter Whittingham. And this will be more galling for the travelling Blues fans. A former Villa man steps forward and sends Randolph the wrong way. And Cardiff City have surely secured the points that will make sure that they're going to be in this league next year. Peter Whittingham with the penalty. And with 14 minutes to go, it's Cardiff City 2, Blues 0.
Well, Kevin, ultimately a disappointing day.
Yes, yeah, we haven't had that many since we've been here, but today was possibly the most disappointing in terms of performance.
Why wasn't that, do you feel?
I don't know. They're just probably, do they think they're safe? Do they think they've done enough? Don't know, but make no mistakes. I think, like Gary's been in and had a word with the boys after, the next 8 games are going to be hopefully at the level that we have the last 20 or so.
Clearly he was very unhappy, especially in that second half. Is that why you're here in front of us today?
Well, no, he's going through the DVDs with the replays with Joe, the analyst, and then he's going to go in and see the referee and have a chat with the referee about the situation.
And what are the players like in the dressing room at the moment? Do they realise that the performance have to be better?
Well, no, I think they're disappointed. They had an opportunity today, and every game's an opportunity. And, you know, in football, you should never think you're safe until you are safe. That could be a part of it. But at the end of the day, they've been really, really good for us over the last 2 or 3 months. They've worked really hard. They've done what we've asked them. They've very, very occasionally played a little bit below par. But we felt today that there's been the odd day training this week was a little bit below par, and they sort of took that out into the game, which we're not happy with.
Has this break come at a good time then? Do you feel a chance to regroup?
Yeah, I think it has. I think that's a really good point, and we've made it. Like, you've got the next 4 days off, so come in prepared, have a look, relax, get yourself back up together, and then we start on Thursday again, ready for the running. Which I think you're exactly right. It could come at a very good time for us.
And what was your view of Gary's dismissal? Was it just a rush of blood to the head?
Well, he's a passionate guy. He doesn't like to lose. He doesn't like to see his team playing below par. The throw-in was ours. The linesman's 2 yards away and he can't see it. So you are going to get it up, because those are the sort of things that happen. But at the end of the day, the referee's made his decision. Gary will hold his hands up, he'll go and chat with him, see what comes of it.
Do you think part of the frustration was at the way the team was playing as well? Was that part of what was on his mind?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a chat with him at half-time. I mean, there was absolutely nothing in the game in the first half. 0-0 was about right. I don't think either goalkeeper had had anything to do. So it was that sort of game. And then really straight away to concede such a really poor goal on our behalf is, you know, and that was virtually then followed by the penalty, and then that's it.
The penalty incident, Jonathan Spector was pretty convinced he got the ball, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. But again, like, we've got to look back on it and try and work out from whatever angles we can to see whether he did get a touch or whether he did. It doesn't make any difference to the game, really. But in our peace of mind, if he has, then, you know, the referee was wrong. And if he wasn't, we're wrong.
Couple of shouts at the other end. Probably the push on Robert Tesher might have been stronger than the one on Wes Thomas, maybe.
Yeah, well, I think you saw that happen 2 or 3 times in the game where, like, he's give fouls against our lads, when the opposition have been in some, and they've just fell to the ground. There was a couple just in front, which also adds to our frustration as well.